Sacha Boetsma, the incident manager for COVID-19 at the World Health Organization in South Sudan, says about 61,000 people have been fully vaccinated so far. Nearly 52,000 people are waiting for their second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. She says out of 152,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine received, 79% have been delivered to counties. Boetsma says the plan was to deliver vaccine doses to all 80 counties in South Sudan, but the health ministry and the WHO are facing challenges in accessing flood-affected counties in Jonglei State.
Only 28 counties are currently starting with the vaccinations. So the reason is because some of the doses of vaccines have not yet been delivered because of flooding, but in other areas it can also be because of insecurity, because of other reasons. But more importantly, training. So the training has been slightly delayed in some of the areas. And of course, our focus is on quality. We want to make sure that the healthcare workers that actually administer the vaccines are fully aware of what they're doing. As some of them used to work with the AstraZeneca, now they have to be retrained to know exactly how to handle the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Boetsma says it is important to also train the people who are handling what's known as the cold chain, the required system of refrigeration for the vaccines, as well as the supervisors and data entry workers. Dr. Angelo Guop-Koch, the head of the Public Health Emergency Operations Center, acknowledges that some vaccination centers in flooded counties have stopped operating.
So those health facilities who were washed away by flood, they have no existence. So there is no any vaccination activity in areas which have a flood. But the surrounding areas, we have tried our best to reach closely to those areas that are seriously affected. And people who can manage to reach those areas are sure they're vaccinated.
Quoch says vaccination teams have tried their best to reach some families traveling by boat, but he says not all areas are accessible. He says the ministry had planned to reach at least 10% population by the end of September, but he worries that target will not be met anytime soon.
It have affected our plan and our vision for getting everybody vaccinated at least, but all these factors have contributed. As we know, the government have done its best with the partners. We didn't have location that had missed the vaccine because of vaccine delivery. No. But maybe it is because of the other natural disasters.
Boetsma says what's important now is to convince donor nations that South Sudan is in position to finish the vaccines to encourage more donations.
We are still really trying to reach the 10% by the end of December. But we're now at 0.44. We're not even at 1% yet. So actually WHO has set the target for 40% by the end of December. So we of course know that we're not going to be able to make that. But our biggest priority now is to show that we are capable of, as we call it, to absorb a larger quantity of vaccines in a shorter period of time. So we're going to do some pilot vaccination strategy in more densely populated areas, because of course it will be much easier to vaccinate a larger quantity or larger number of people in a shorter period of time.
Boetsma says South Sudan will receive 60,000 more doses of AstraZeneca vaccines on Friday and 160,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine soon. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.